You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Every day at 10 a.m. and p.m. on 89.9 FM, WCNO, Palm City.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
He shall be like a tree planted, everybody say planted, by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit. Come on, let's say that together. By the rivers of water that brings forth fruit. Did you notice something? He never talks about the fruit until he talks about the root. Did you catch that? Amen. He doesn't talk about bringing forth fruit. He talks about it being planted by the water. Why does he do that? Because your fruit is in the root. Come on, touch somebody and say, my fruit is in the root. That's where your fruit is. How many of you know there's not some magical fruit fairy that goes around at night through the orange grove and hangs oranges on orange trees? You know that, right? If somebody told you that, they lied. Those oranges come off of the tree, but it's supplied by the root. It's in the DNA of the root. It grows from the root up. I used to own a landscape business, and I can tell you this. I've seen trees that have fallen over, and they look dead as a doornail on top. But down below in the ground, if there's still life in the root, that tree can come back. It might not have a leaf on it. All the acorns might have fallen off, and the bark's starting to peel. But if there's life in the root, it's got a chance of coming back. How many of you have been out here at Christmas time? That's some of the most beautiful, full, green Christmas trees that you ever seen. Just as green and sweet smelling as you would believe. I mean, you're just full of life, but they dead as a doornail. You know why they dead? Because they ain't got no roots. Somebody cut them down. We understand that, don't we? They look very much alive, and they're very green, but they're dead. Amen? How many know you could take one of them Christmas trees and take it home and put it in your house for 2 weeks and decide, well, I'm not going to throw it out by the trash for crap. I'm going to plant that in my yard. And you can take that Christmas tree and plant that Christmas tree in your yard, and you can water it, and you can fertilize it, and you can give it some sunshine. And I promise you this, in about 4 weeks, it's going to be brown and dead, and I ain't going to have no little pine needles left on it. Because it ain't got no root. Somebody say the life is in the root. You remember when the hurricanes came 5-6 years ago? They blew down a bunch of trees. All trees laying down everywhere just looked dead, looked like death. Well, people paid me to come stand some of them back up. They said, well, is it going to survive? I said, well, I don't know. Let's stand it up. Let's put it in the ground. We won't know till next spring because it looked dead. But how many know if there's life in the root, that tree will come back? It's in the root. Somebody say it's in the root. Listen to me. There's some people who had some dreams blow over in your storm. You were tempted to get a chainsaw out and just cut it down and throw it out by the road. But I want to tell you this morning, don't cut it down. Don't cut it off. The roots still might be alive. The dream still might be alive on the inside of you. And if you can just get planted, if you can just get rooted in some good soil, if you can just get a little bit of nourishment, you can come back stronger than you ever were before. The fruit is in the roots. You know what? I've never seen an orange tree out in the middle of the orange grove straining to produce oranges. Have you? You'll never hear an orange tree going, oh, if I can just make an orange. Oh, if I can just produce one little orange, Tropicana won't cut me down and burn me. If I can just manifest one little tiny orange. I've never seen an orange tree struggling to make an orange, have you? Come on, amen. You know why? Because oranges are the fruit of that tree that has been planted and rooted out in good ground in the middle of an orange grove. And as long as that tree stays planted in the grove and the roots grow deep, that orange tree is going to produce thousands and thousands and thousands of oranges. It's just going to keep on producing and producing. But you know what? I go into churches all over the place. I've heard people say when you go into church, well, it's so hard to be a Christian. I'm just trying to be a Christian. If I could just make myself a Christian, if I could just, it's hard to have fruit in my life. No, it's not. Get your roots in the ground. All you got to do is get in the right environment, and out of your roots will come the fruit, and you will bear from the root up, and year after year, not just 5 years, not just 10 years, not just 15 years, but 30 years later, you'll still be producing fruit. You'll still be loving people. You'll still be caring about people. You'll still be kind. You'll still be in love with the Lord. You'll still be winning the lost. You'll still be learning about God because the fruit is in the root. And you know what else I've learned? I've learned that constantly going around uprooting yourself and planting yourself in another place is not good for your root system either. It will dwarf your roots. Never let your roots get established. Uprooted and planted, uprooted and planted, uprooted and planted, uprooted and planted, uprooted and planted. Take you out of the ground, your roots that long. No depth to you. Those kind of people get easily offended too, my friends. Watch out. They ain't got no root. Listen, you can have the best rose bushes in the world, but if you uproot them and move them every 4 or 5 months, they're never going to grow to be pretty. They'll never grow to be full. They'll never get real big. You know why? They keep getting uprooted. It's because the roots never have a chance to get established. Come on, I'm trying to help somebody today. Let your roots grow deep.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
The fruit is in the root. God will bring out what's on the inside of you and help it to manifest on the outside of you if you'll stay planted. So how do we establish and nurture our roots? I'm glad you asked. The first way is by spending time in the Word of God. I'm amazed at the amount of people in church today, they don't know anything about the Bible anymore. Say, who built the ark? Say, Moses. How many of you agree in here that Moses built the ark? Don't raise your hand. People been in church 5 years, still don't know the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The what? I thought it was called a Bible. Listen, I'm not trying to preach condemnation on anybody. Please don't take this as condemnation. I'm trying to challenge you. I'm trying to upset you a little bit today. I'm trying to just keep you alive. Because God's got a purpose and a destiny for your life. Sometimes we think that if I'm in church and I can listen to the Word being preached for about 45 minutes on Sunday, then I'm getting the Word. How many know you'd look pretty pitiful if you only ate one meal on Sunday afternoon and you didn't have another one until the next Sunday? Come on, amen. You wouldn't need no HCG. You wouldn't need no diet. You probably wouldn't be very strong if you only ate once a week. Somebody said, well, I can't remember everything that I read in the Bible. I don't have recall of it. I read it, and it's like I didn't even read it. I understand that. I don't remember everything I read in the Bible either. Amen? That's why I keep reading it. Matter of fact, I don't remember what Kim sends me to the store. Half the time she sends me to the store for. That's why I go back. Now, some people move close to their jobs. Some people move close to the church. We move close to Publix. Walgreens is right around the corner. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't remember what I had for breakfast last Tuesday, but I know that I ate and it sustained me. So the key is not in do I remember it. The key is did I eat it? Come on, amen. If I ate it, it sustained me. It kept me alive. That's why we read the Word. It's our daily bread. Amen. Write this down. Here are a few reasons why I need to be in the Word. Number one, Acts chapter 20, verse 32 says, the Word of God is able to build me up and give me an inheritance. Come on, it builds me up and gives me an inheritance. How many know that word build right there is where we get the word edifice? It's like a building, a huge building, a big building. Literally every time you get in the Word, construction is going on the inside of your heart. You might not be able to remember what you read, but God's building something with that Word on the inside of your heart. Your eyes might be doing this while you read, but God's doing something on the inside of your heart. God is building the temple of God on the inside of your life, and it gives you an inheritance for your life. An inheritance, what does that mean? It means that I don't know what is mine if I don't read the book. See, I got to look at the contract from time to time to know what my inheritance is. The reason why we have a Bible is not because everything God said is in the Bible. We've been taught that, well, that's God's final word. No, God's still speaking today, ladies and gentlemen. He's still talking. Somebody said, well, if you'll just show me chapter and verse for it, I'll believe. Well, everything God said is not in the Bible. Jesus said himself, if they were to write down everything I ever did and said, there wouldn't be enough libraries in the day to hold it all. I know Jesus said a few things that didn't get put in print. My God. Come on, are you here this morning? So everything that's ever been said by God is not in the Bible. But watch this. The Bible reveals the character, the nature, and the purposes of God. That's what the Bible does. And the Holy Spirit put it all in 66 books. It's called the Canon of Scripture. And when he did that, he said this. He said, I'm going to reveal to you the nature of God, the purposes of God, the intentions of God for your life. So that when you read this, watch this. Everybody say logos. Logos. We've all been taught that logos means the written word of God. That's what we've been taught. But it's not just the written word of God. We need to get this. The word logos means that the words that are written reveal the nature and the character of God. So when you read the Bible, you're seeing the nature and the character of God. It's being revealed to you as you read. Listen, if I write a book, you get me. Isn't that right? Because you get a part of who I am in my book. Whatever comes out of my thoughts, whatever comes out of my character, whatever comes out of my intentions, when I put them on paper and I write a book, if you read it, you get what's on the inside of me. You get what I wrote. It's part of who I am. That's what the Bible is. It's just about God. We get the intentions and the character and the purposes of God that are written in the book. That's why you got to know what's in the book. You got to know what's in there. You got to know that you have an inheritance. Amen. Listen, if you don't know that it's the will of God for every man on the planet, for every human being on the planet to be saved, then you'll get a notion in your head that everybody's not supposed to be saved. But God clearly says in His Word, it's His heart that every human being be saved. The Bible declares that Jesus took all of our sickness and infirmity, and by His stripes we are healed. So if I understand the Bible, I could never come up to somebody and say, God gave you cancer because He's trying to teach you something. That's contrary to the nature and the character and the intentions of God. God, don't put cancer on people. Even nature proves that. My God, if you thought that was true, don't even bother taking your medicine. Don't go get radiation treatment. If you really believe God gave it to you, why would you go against what He gave you? I mean, that don't make no sense to me. If you didn't know it was the will of God for you to prosper and be in health as your soul prospers, you could go through life living in lack the whole time. You got to know what the Word of God says about you. You know, some people need to stop getting their theology from songs. Satan's army is advancing, good men are falling. I used to sing that stuff. It's in the old hymnals, I'm not lying. Romans 10, 17, number 2. The reason why we stay in the Word is because it's the Word of God that produces faith in our life. We can literally say it this way. It's the Word that awakens faith in us. When you hear a word, it awakens faith on the inside of your life. Number 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is what? Profitable. Somebody said, where should I start reading? It don't matter where you start reading because it's all profitable. And if you're going to read, listen, go get you one of them easy translations to read. Don't go grab the family Bible that weighs 40 pounds with print this big. Find something that you understand. And read the thing, and it will become profitable to you. Amen? All Scripture is profitable. That means in the Old Testament, where they're talking about genealogies, they're talking about how you wash your feet before you come into a house to eat, and John 3:16, it's still profitable. It's the Word of God. Amen? It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof. How many know doctrine does matter? Somebody said, well, it don't matter what they believe. Yes, it does. Doctrine matters. You better know what you're being taught. There's a lot of bad doctrine being taught today. The Bible says those people that are listening to bad doctrine will be led away. They'll be led astray by wolves in sheep's clothing. Come on. They look like a shepherd. They sound like a shepherd. They wear a three-piece suit like a shepherd. But they are wolves for reproof. Which means every now and then the Word of God is going to spank you. Sometimes you need to read the parts of the Bible that you didn't underline. For correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. You got to let your roots grow. It comes from the inside. You say, Pastor, I've been through a lot. I've had trouble everywhere. I don't know how I'm going to make it sometimes. You know, in some of the toughest places of your life, some of the biggest trials of your life, some of the places where you'd rather just die than get up and start the day, some of the times when you just feel like, God, I've lived a life, I don't want to go on anymore, I don't want to do anymore, that's where you have to understand that the support system for your life is on the inside of you. You can't count on everybody around you. You can't count on the pastor, the church. He's on the inside. And He's got everything you need. Everything. Somebody say everything. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. We sing that song, He's all we need, He's all we need, He's all we need. But sometimes we don't know He's all we need till He's the only thing left. He is all we need. And we don't need to wait till He's the only thing left. We need just to tap into that source of strength on the inside of us. get to know our Father, to understand our inheritance, and really walk believing in Him, where we become strengthened from the inside. There's been many times in my own life I didn't think I could go on. A lot of those times were being involved in ministry. I've been there. And in the darkest places of my life, where I've just leaned in on Jesus, I said, Lord, only You. Only You, Lord. Only You can sustain my life. Only You can sustain the things that I'm involved in. Only You can carry me. And Lord, there's no way I can do anything without You. He's all we need. He's all we need. But whatever you're facing on your journey of life, you need to understand that He's all you need. And truly, learning how to tap into that is the process of discipleship. That's what becoming a follower is all about. I'm blown away how when I keep my mouth silent, when the tongues rise against this ministry, how God silences them through miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. And I've just come to realize at this time in my life that I've had about all the cute church I can stand, that Jesus is really all I need. He's all this ministry needs. He's all you need. And if you don't have a revelation of that this morning, I implore you to let your roots grow deep in Him. And let Him change you from the inside out. Come on, let's stand our feet. We're going to close in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank You for dying for my sins and coming to be my Savior. Lord, I want to thank You that You also made a way for me to follow You. So today, Lord, I confess that I need You, that You're all I need, and I'm going to follow You with my life. I want to be Your disciple, Lord. I want that root system to be deep, deep inside me. So when the storms of life come, I'm not uprooted, but I'm rooted and grounded in Your love. Thank You, Jesus, for all that You've done, for all that You're doing, and all that You're about to do. My life is Yours, in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.